Okay, great. So I want to speak on this evening, or it's 4:04 a.m. here. So this morning by me in Israel, about the COVID crisis, but from a different angle. And are we in the middle of a guessing game? What do I mean by that? In Israel, at least, I don't know exactly what's going on by you guys. There are these rapid tests. I know you have it too. The antigen tests that are not so accurate, if I put it in a nice word. There's a lot of jokes, I assume, also by you about it. Is it guessing who's sick? If you don't do the PCR test, so and it's that's a little more accurate, but the rapid antigen tests, are they, can we rely on them? Can we trust it? Is it right to decide that someone is sick or positive only because he, on the rapid ho test, antigen test, he came out positive, but he feels perfect? If that's the right thing to do. Or on the other hand, if he became negative, if he turned negative, maybe he's really sick. Can we play, are we playing guessing games? Or if it's the right decision, what does the halacha have to say about that? Well, that's a question today, and of course, I can't ignore the Groundhog Day that was yesterday, right? And you can see this. I just got it yesterday, so I added it to the sheet. You could see this groundhog, what he's saying here. He's not so sure. He's also playing guessing games about the situation. Groundhog Day, is that allowed? Can we rely on something that doesn't really make too much sense if in 6 weeks from today we're going to have spring, or will we continue to have winter? Can we do those guessing games? Of course, it's not even similar to the rapid tests, antigen rapid tests that we take. Because it does still mean, I guess, there's a meaning to it, but is it enough to rely on making really significant decisions on who's considered sick, and worse than that, who's not considered sick and might be sick? Only relied on those tests. Okay, so let's go in a little bit into our Mikvaot here to see if we're allowed to, in which situations can we make decisions when we don't have the full, I mean, important decisions when we don't have the full data in front of us, and just. It's of course I'm extreme. It's extreme, but we don't have data in front of us, and we're kind of guessing. So the pasuk in the Torah said, "Lo tochlu al adam, lo tenachashu, ve'lo ta'onenu." Pasuk in Vayikra tells us explicitly, you can not make decisions relying on guessing. Lo tenachashu. Rambam says, "En menachashim ke'akum." Menachesh is guessing. Whoever guesses is like Oved Avodah Zarah. Sheneemar lo tenachashu anar pasuk. Keitzad hu anachash? And the Rambam brings examples. What does that mean to guess? Kigon elu sheomrim hoil v'nafla piti mipi. If I had bread in my mouth and it fell, o nafal makli. I had my stick and it fell from my hand. Eini holech lemakom ploni hayom. Meaning he has these signs. Oh, my bread fell out of my mouth. It's a bad sign. It means where I started walking to, I need to go back. I need to turn around. I can't continue. It's a bad sign. It's a sign from Hashem. Or Sheim Elech, he said, it continues, sorry, Sheim Elech, En chafatzai na'asim. I won't succeed. Or a different situation. Ho'il ve'aval shu'al mimini, a fox walked side of me. It's a sign I need to go back home and I can't go out all day. It's like we have today, right? A black cat. All these signs. If I go out, someone will do something bad to me. Being more examples, we won't go into all of them. So he says towards the end, last line, so if I'll do so, something bad will happen to me, and if I won't, so I'll be able to be safe. And the interesting where I put here in bold is the words, whoever does so is like Eliezer Eved Avraham, and it's forbidden. And the last words, and if you do one of these actions that acts like he brought, you'll be punished, get malkot. But the interesting word here from this long Rambam is Keliezer Eved Avraham. What did Eliezer Eved Avraham do that's so wrong? And the Rambam says he sinned doing that. So let's quickly remember. Remind ourselves of the story of Eliezer. Avram sent him, you see the Psukim here in Bereshit. Avram sent him to find a wife for Yitzchak. And Eliezer describes, he says, Vayomar, Hashem Elokei Adoni, Adoni Avram, Akrena Nefanai, Hayom Ve'aseh Chesed im Adoni Avram. Please do this Chesed for me, says Eliezer, he prays to Hashem. Hineh Anochi Nitzav Al Ein HaMayim, Uvnot Anshei HaYir Yotzeot Lishov Mayim. So I'm going to stand here near the water fountain, and the girls, women will come out for to draw water, and here's his sign, his guessing sign. I'll come to, I'll ask some girl there, and the one that will come over to me and give me water and right offer me water. And she'll say, not only you take the water and drink, but I'll give also your camels. That will be a sign, a signal from you, God, that that's a wife for Abraham's son, Yitzchak. And right after that, even before the Pasuk says, Pasuk Tetvav, before he even finished praying to Hashem, Rivka came out and did exactly that. Rambam called Eliezer doing. He said he was supposed to get Malkot for doing that because you're not Lot, it's Asur, it's forbidden to Lenachesh, to guess. And that's what Eliezer did. He told Hashem, listen, if X, then Y, without any reasonable explanation. Why are you deciding that that's a sign from Hashem? Why is that a sign for finding that girl for Yitzhak? You can't give signs. It's like someone that says, if I have a piece of bread in my mouth and it falls out, it's a bad sign. I can't go to that place. I need to go back. There's no reason. So the Gemara told us, Ve'amarav kol nachash eino ke Eliezer ed Avraham chayonatan ben Shaul eino nachash. Meaning the Gemara even says explicitly, Kol nachash, everyone that the person that guesses, that it's not like Eliezer and Yonatan, it's considered guessing. Meaning also by Eliezer and Yonatan, the Gemara called it guessing. So what's the story with Yonatan? So before we answer how that's possible that Eliezer was supposed to be punished, what he did, we all see it as a miracle or as a good thing. And also Yonatan ben Shaul, we know. Something good happened here. What's the story with Yonatan? So the Pasuk told us, I'll read the Pasukim inside from Sefer Shmuel, Perek Yudalet Shmuel Aleph. Give a little bit background. Vehi ayom v'yomer Yonatan ben Shaul, son of Shaul, Yonatan, el hanar, nosech elav, his assistant. So we're about to fight the Plishtim. And he's trying to find a way, strategy of what will be the right way to defeat the Plishtim. So we'll skip to Pasuk Yud. One second. Pasuk Tet. And he gives his assistant this sign. Im koyom ru elenu. So let's come close to them, to the Plishtim. We'll come close, and if they'll tell us pasuk tet, domu, if they'll scream out to us and say stop, don't move, ad hagienu lechem, if they scream stop, it means it's a bad sign. We need to go back. We shouldn't fight the Plishtim. Not this time, says Yonatan. But if im koyamu pasuk yud alu alen, come, come, come ahead. Who are you guys? You're trying to fight us? Come, let's see you guys. That's a sign. It's a sign from Hashem. We could fight, we could win them, we could defeat them. And it's a sign, says Yonatan. Why that a ot? Why that a sign from Hashem? That's exactly guessing. Mitzudat David here maybe starts to give an explanation why Yonatan decided on that. He said, "Ve'alinu." I'm right over here. "Ve'alinu," as when if they'll call out to us, "Come on, guys, let's see you. Come on." That's a sign we should come. We should continue. Ki bevaday nitanam Hashem biyadenu upihem hichshilam ledaberken. We'll see soon what it means exactly, but maybe the Mitzvah Tabit here is giving us a hint for an explanation why Yonatan did that, because maybe it's more than a sign. Yonatan is not only saying, okay, it's like if I flip a coin, if it turns down to one side, I'll do that. If the other side, I'll do the other thing. No, piham hichshilam ledaberken, meaning he wanted to listen to what the Plishtim shouted out to him. And that would make sense according to their answer if they're ready to fight or not ready to fight. And if they say, come on, let's see you guys, let's see you fight us, maybe we have a hint here from Mitzudat David that shows, if I read between the lines of Mitzudat David, that they're not really ready to fight. They think we're, you know, let's see you guys, who are you that you could fight us? And they're apathetic to all the situation, and it shows they're not prepared really, and we could surprise them because they think they're so much stronger and so much better, so they're not trained to fight us. The Ravid, remember the Rambam, the Ravid says, Amar Avraham, Ravid wrote explanations on the Rambam, and he says, Amar Avraham, meaning himself, Ze shibush gadol. What the Rambam wrote, it's a big, there's a mistake here. He says exactly the opposite. Sharei davar ze mutaru, you're allowed to do it. Ulai it'ahu alashon shera kol nachash eino k'Eliezer v'Yonatan eino nachash. And maybe he wrote what he read. He wrote what he wrote because he relied on what we read from the Gemara, that Eliezer and Yonatan, that is the worst case of guessing, and you're not allowed to do so. But he didn't read the Gemara right. Because it says the Ravid, it's not written to give us, to tell us what's not allowed, what's forbidden. Velohi, ela hachikama. Eino ra'ui lismoch. The Gemara means to tell us, when it tells us you're not allowed to do, because it's like Eliezer and Yonatan, they guessed, you shouldn't guess like them, it's something not allowed. The Gemara is not telling us it's not allowed. It says, you're not in the Madrega of Eliezer Yonatan. If you're not in the level and you have an ability to pray to Hashem and you know he's going to listen to you, because Eliezer is a shaliach of Abraham. So Abraham Avinu was able to talk to Hashem and to see things we couldn't see. And Yonatan also with a tzaddik, ve'ei chashav al tzaddikim k'modam avera zo. If you're not in the madrega of Eliezer and Yonatan, you don't do those guessing. That's not allowed unless you're in a high spiritual level. And the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam there writes, it quotes a Rambam, and actually erases the words of Eliezer Eved Avraham, just bringing the examples of what it means to guess, you know, like you said before, if you have bread in your mouth, it falls out, you decide it's a bad sign, you go back, you see a fox. He brings all those examples, but he does not bring the sentence, Ke'eliezer Eved Avraham, meaning he understood. The Rambam quoted the Gemara, maybe, or someone that afterwards wrote the Rambam, right, in a different version, maybe quoted the Gemara in the wrong way. The Maharal actually says, Kevan, in the middle here of the Maharal, Kevan shebelo nichush ra'ui hadavar be'atzmo, I'll explain in a second, ben isur nichush, rak asher belo nichush, en shum tam ladavar. This now is interesting. The isur of nichush, of guessing, and making significant decisions based on that guess. I mean, who cares about the groundhog? We're not going to really change our behavior based on what the groundhog did or not did, right? We're going to continue to go with heavy winter coats if it's going to snow also in 6 weeks from today. But if you make a significant decision based on guessing, but that guessing does not make any sense, that is forbidden. Meaning, if you do something that makes sense, but if you have a sign and you want to do that sign for yourself, but anyway, without belon nichush en shum tam ladavarahu, meaning when is it forbidden? If there's no reason for what you did. If I have a bread in my mouth and it falls out of my mouth, and based on that, I decided not to continue to my destination but go back home, that does not make sense. If I saw a fox, that doesn't make sense. But what Eliezer and Yonatan did maybe makes sense. But they wanted another sign. But even without the sign, their action made sense. That, says the Maharal, is allowed. Let's see, Bereshit Rabbah, on going back to Eliezer's story. So, says in Bereshit Rabbah, Sheliezer sha'al shelo kehogen shema hi shifcha she'ina ruya leYitzchak, ve'et zeh harei lo yada b'sha'a she'natan et ha'tzmidim b'yadeha, ve'af al pi chen samach Eliezer al ha'bdika she'asa la, ve'zeh nechshav le'nichush. It looks like it is a nichush, like we said before. It is guessing. Sheliezer sha'al shelo kehogen. What he did is not right. He didn't even check Rivka. He didn't even speak to her for 10 minutes to find out, you know, that's the type of woman for Yitzhak. So that does not make any sense. Says Kli Yakar, not exactly. Look, I'm going to skip a little bit. The two last lines here. When a person looks at someone and checks his midot, the most important midah is liot shivdok im ba'alat ayin yafa v'gomelet chasadim. The key to all the midot is having a positive eye, a good eye, to willing to do chesed. So what Eliezer meant is to check im eneya yafot babriot az yishlema b'chol amidot. If she does positive, if she views the situation in a positive way, if she does chesed, I don't need to check more than that. And lamdu rabotenu zal about that midah of ayin yafa, min Eliezer, from Eliezer. Shelo badak et mitka, he didn't even talk to her for 10 minutes. Ki im b'midah zo, he did check her. How? In this midah, to see if she's willing to do a difficult chesed. You know, she just carried a whole jar or more than that of water. And instead of bringing it home, she saw this stranger, this guest, and offered and saw the camel and told him, listen, I'll give you, you came from so far, rest a little bit, I'll give your camels too. That showed a significant chesed. So he did check it. And that's a binyan av, says the Kli Yakar. Binyan av, meaning that's a sign for all rest of the midot. If someone is willing to do such chesed and has ayin yafa, he's a great person. That would show us also on rest of his midot, don't worry about him. Meaning what Eliezer did is not guessing, because it made sense based on what Maharal said before, that if you do something, even if we play a little bit of a guessing game, but it's based on something that could stand by itself and make sense even without your signs and guessing, that's okay. Rav Yehuda Kil wrote Perush of Da'at Mikra. I guess some you're familiar with it on Nevi'im and Ketuvim. And he wrote the following. What about Yonatan? Ve'lo haya b'divrei Yonatan mishum nichush. What Yonatan did, sending his assistant and talking to the Plishtim and trying to understand if we should fight them or not by hearing their reaction, that's not nichush. Ela Yonatan kava le'atzmo et ma'asav lefi itnagut ha'oyev. Exactly like we tried to understand from Mitzudat David, he didn't guess. He just wanted to feel, to sense the enemy ready. Yonatan itkaven le'atotam ve'litnapel aleihem b'sha'a shelo yu muchanim lechach. And Yonatan wanted to jump toward them and fight them when they're not prepared. Because, of course, Plishtim are stronger. So what is the best way to try to have greater chances to beat them? And this is what he thought about. If the Plishtim would sit back there and say, yeah, come on, come fight us, they're not even ready for us jumping on them from behind. And we could surprise them because they're sitting there watching TV and say, yeah, come on, guys. They're not even prepared. They're not even looking. They're not ready to fight. The kiva, and he hoped, he didn't say, definitely, that's a sign when them he prayed to Hashem, kiva Hashem yatzilech biyado lachdor b'maftia, that Hashem would help him to really come from behind and surprise them, letoch machane ha'oyev, and to beat them, and exactly what happened. But he didn't rely on a sign. Okay, if the plishti would answer his assistant X without any sense, without any reasonable logic or reason, he would come and fight them, right? If he would say the color blue, I'll fight them. If he says green, I won't. His decision was based on something that made sense. Interestingly, the Radak says there, im haya asu, lo haya kadosh baruch hu ozro. I think that's a little bit reminds us of what we read before in the Ravid, that you can't read the Gemara, like we read, the Gemara means to say you can't do those guessings, but Yonatan and Eliezer, assistant of Abraham, were in such a spiritual high level that they knew Hashem will help them. And Be'emet, really, if it wasn't allowed, Hashem wouldn't help them. So the fact that Hashem helped Eliezer and helped Yonatan showed us something interesting that Radak said. It's show that we should learn from that what they did is allowed because it's based on something that made sense. They could explain it. But the Rambam tells us, right? The Rambam is in a has a very logic approach. And let's go back to the Rambam in a different place, right? We said maybe we're allowed to do it if it makes sense, but a Rambam a lot of times remind us, and a famous quote from Shmona Prakim, Perikret there. He says, "Ela sharbeit ubo bnei adam." A lot of people are mistaken by thinking that some of the person's acts are he could decide and do them, and a lot of them are. Shehu, I'm reading here, Shehu muchrach alem. It's a gzera from Shemayim. I can't fight it. I can't do anything about it. כגון הזיווג לפלונית, או היות הממון בידו. Right. The fact that a person, a bat kol, had come from Shamayim 40 days before the creation of a person and said, bat ploni leploni. And the person's parnasa, Hashem's decided that. But people take it to the extreme and think, okay, I don't need to do any effort about it. I can't change my destiny because it's decided already. So why do I need to really check out who to get married with? Right? I don't need to check. I don't need to do any, I don't go out maybe for dates, right? For to dating to find out which girl I want to marry, or maybe I shouldn't work hard because what I have is from Hashem. Ze einoimit. People take it to the extreme because you need a kidota ishaim hayta lekichata b'ketuva v'kiddushin v'muteret. So if you did the right, did homework and properly and did the right checks, so and it's the right woman and she's muteret and it's a mitzvah to marry. So bezrat Hashem will work out, and also parnasa wise. You know, if you did something forbidden, like stealing, so you won't see bracha, and you'll probably be punished for what you did. But if you did your effort, so you'll probably, hopefully, will more or less succeed. Nothing is definite, but in order to make a living, you need to go out and work. It's not egzera mishamayim. Said the Rambam, kol ma'asei ha'adam ha'bchirim, what a person can do and depends on his actions. So that's the thing to do. And don't think, oh, if I have this sign, it means X. If Hashem wants, he'll help me out. No. Rambam here puts in very exact words, it depends on your efforts. And of course, we'll end with the pasuk in Dvarim. But tamim tiyei Hashem Elokecha, and then you need to, of course, pray and rely on Hashem to help you out. But be tamim with Him, meaning it might be okay to play guessing game. Like when we saw the explanation that if anyway you have a explanation for why you did so, if it makes sense, and it's not like okay, a black cat just passed by, it's a sign I shouldn't do that. No, that is forbidden because it does not make any sense. But what Eliezer did, what Yonatan did, they have a reasonable explanation for that. But from the Pasuk and Dvarim, I would say, and according to the Rambam, we're not Yonatan and Eliezer. Let's be tamim with Hashem and do what we need to do, and with not too many if so, then so. But do the right thing. Pray to Hashem that would assist us. And going back to the rapid antigen tests, I guess it does make sense, right? The bottom line, we have to add that. It's not like there's a funny movie flipping a coin, or, okay, it's 50% odd, so let's just flip a coin and that would tell us if we're positive or negative. No, okay, the rapid antigen tests are not as accurate as we would maybe want, or like the PCR test, but it does make sense. It is enough per percentage or close to be accurate that it is right to rely on it. I'm not going into decision if it, maybe we should, according to what's going on here with COVID, maybe we should not rely on it at all. And maybe we should try to have a policy that everyone needs to have a PCR, more reliable tests. That's something else. But is it, not saying yes or no, but is it okay to rely on rapid tests? It looks like from our Mikorot, it's not, of course, considered guessing, and it is okay. But bottom line, of course, right, it's a good thing to remember always, tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha, and hopefully with tefillot, of course, He will continue to assist us in the right decision-making. And Bezrat Hashem, we're all here, Besorot Tovot. Thanks a lot, and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.